gentlemen, we got Daylaw up in the house tonight. They just walked up in here. We gonna see if they can come up here and do a little something for us.
Yo, it's star-studded in here. I'm on the moon like the first man. First hand I grab is gonna get it.
Flying this morning. We were talking as usual. We have good convo. I'm a good listener. She's a good talker like dad. Likes telling me her stories. She had a nightmare. Poor little munchkin had a nightmare about bugs and went jumping on her. And, you know, she came in the middle of the night, slept with daddy. And we talked about it in the morning. And she was telling me all about it. And, you know, we got into the pain. And daddy, hey, what is it that, you know, scares you? I'm like, oh, not a lot. You know, I'm afraid of not being here for you. I'm hoping to be around for a long time for you until you're grown. You know, that's probably what I fear. And, you know, she started crying. Don't make me cry. I'm like, oh, I don't want to do that. You know, you hate to see your kids cry. And, you know, it's really sad. But, you know, it was just a beautiful phase that we're going through as parents, for me anyway, as far as having her express herself and talk about things. I mean, these are things that I love, and it's part of growing, man. It's part of life. But, you know, one of the things that on the opposite end of that, you know, you have a situation recently in the news has been a big deal, right, with Harry Weinstein. I want to say Weinstein or Weinstein, but he is a big shot producer. I want to say he's an executive for a production company. He's worked with all the A-listers and things like that. And the recent scandal with that in Hollywood has been that he has come forward based on criticism that he's gotten about him harassing women and objectifying and having all these stories come out of his misogynistic ways, pretty much treating women like objects and as sexual beings, nothing more, nothing less. And, you know, and that's never, is that a shocker to anyone to know that somebody in power that has money just does as they want to do and they get away with it? And then it just takes one person to go ahead and start the domino effect. That seems to be the way it is now. That we as people, we kind of tolerate it. Sexual harassment, advances, anything along those lines, because the person that's doing it to you is a person of power. And then it becomes your word against theirs, and they're going to have the money to be able to get out of it. And obviously then it puts you in a bad position as a woman, because then, you know, you're not able to defend yourself financially. You're not able to move forward from it because then you're ostracized, right? I mean, that's the fear that a lot of people have when it comes to these situations. It's not about them thinking it's wrong. It's like, okay, well, if I talk about it, what happens? I mean, all of us have been there. I know I've been there. I mean, but on a race level, I know people, but women, I can imagine it's got to be something they deal with, because men are just so sexual in nature. I mean, we could just compartmentalize intimacy and objectify women. And I know I talk to women, you know, during my talks with dating and things like that. And that's one of the things that they always get confused with. Like, wow, you know, how can men talk to women this way when they engage with a guy? And I tell them, listen, it's that way because, simply stated, you know, that guy has been successful. That guy has been able to do it that way. And that's just part of, you know, just dating and how the behaviors are, right? I mean, it's just a very saddening thing to know that people that act that way get away with it. And nothing you can do about it. So when you go back to Harry Weinstein and knowing that that's been going on for a long time, that he's been treating women this way, he's gone away with it. And I can't even imagine, for the 17 women and the many more to have come forward, how many of those stories they don't want to even be a part of because of the fact that they don't want that limelight. They don't want to even be part of that storyline, you know? Like, they're just, look, it's like it happened. I'm glad he's getting it, but I don't want to be part of the headlines. I don't want to be one of those, you know, X amount of women that have come out and said this. And I think that's just a very sad state that it's always going to go on, because whenever you have men in power, whenever you have men that have money, and they just feel they can get away with it. And the thing is that women allow it. And once it happens once or twice, then it's something that they're always going to revert to. Because look at him, right? He's going to go ahead and say, well, okay, I'm going to be a pig to this girl. But it doesn't matter to him, because he's going to go to another party and be around 9 and 10. So they're going to know who he is. And he's going to talk to them. And he's going to just take them to the back of the car. Like Joe Pesci in Casino. Just like, hey, man, how you doing? Just take you to the car, walk you back out, show you the restaurant, and have you in the car, give me a blowjob. Just like that. Because a lot of women, unfortunately, work that way. They do. They fall to the allure of power and money, the sense of security. And you could, again, you could scream at me and say, man, just, we're not like that. Yes, you are. Not you, but there's many women out there that they are that way. And they'll justify it because they'll get that money. They'll get the lifestyle. That's the way they justify it. You know, this, and you're saying, wow, you know, how can they have any self-respect? You know, you can't knock anybody for pursuing what it is they desire. And for those women that act that way, and that's the crazy part about it, is that you just have, these women are super hot. It's not as if they're average looking, right? It's like these are beautiful women that having these type of experiences and are going after these type of men. And I'll never get it. It's like you're not going to get an asshole. You're not going to get a dickhead and tame them down. You're not. I mean, he has a wife. Harry Weinstein has a wife. She just decided she's going to separate. You know, just realized she married a monster. Right? I mean, I'm not saying none of us are perfect. I'm not here to judge them. But I think when you just lack a level of respect, it's one thing to go fuck around with other women. You know, that's just a sexual craving. But doing it in the manner that he was doing it, I think that's a little bit more steep. I think for me anyway, that's just showing you how he really feels. It's like Donald Trumpish, isn't it? It's like just a person that just views women as inferior, not as if it's equal, not with respect. And I'm not saying you have to be all white knight and shit like that. You don't have to be. Just be yourself, but you don't have to be emotionally draining and banging on women just to get a piece of ass. That's just not the way of the world. You know, if you can't get them with your charm, then you shouldn't get them at all. It was sad because I was talking to someone about this, and they were asking me, you know, they were talking to someone, and all of a sudden they got ghosted after 6 months, you know, of talking. And they ended up finding out that that person, you know, was not who they said they were. They were just living a double life, and they were here, you know, just really shocked and having invested all this time. And she's like, you know, how can people be like that? How can, I guess I'm trying to think of, why is he not honest and upfront? And I'm just, you know, I said this before. It's like, look, if he's honest, you're not going to give him what he wants. That's the way it works. It's like if he just came at you and said, hey, I want to have sex, and that's it, and then just kind of figure it out. I'm married, I have kids, but I just kind of want to fuck around with you just because I have an itch. You're not going to take that very lightly. It's going to bother you. It's going to, and deservedly so. And I was telling her this comment that I saw from a man. It's like, why do men act like this? And the comment said, you know what? And a woman, sorry about that. I'm just reminding of the trail of messages. And the woman says, why, if a guy's going to be like this, why not just go pay for it and make it transactional? And then the guy writes back, why pay for it when I could use my charm and my wittiness to fool a woman into getting what I want? I'm like, bingo. That's you pretty much, dude, you just pretty much laid out the playbook, because that's how men think. Sexually active men that want variety. They understand that you can fool a woman into getting what you want. You can sucker her by lying to her, by feeding her whatever it is that she wants to hear. They eventually cave in because they, but it's women just don't understand that. And I always try to tell them, we're actions, actions, actions. Has to be all about actions. Because if it's not about actions, then you're just falling for the dream. You're falling for the dream. I mean, that's what it comes down to. And, you know, with Harry Weinstein, he doesn't need to do any of that because he's a person that he just says, hey, I'll grab him by the pussy. What you going to do? Yeah, I'll talk to you for 5 minutes. What you going to do? Huh? You know, you're not going to go ahead and go against me. But now with this evolution of social media and social justice warriors that we have, I think a lot of these things that we've had in the past, these executives, because now it's not about whether it's a fact or not. It's more about the headline. So now there's leverage in that. There's leverage in the fact that you have a possible situation here. And you don't even need to bring all the facts out. You just need to bring something out and tell your story, and people will run with it. And then in this case, I'm assuming what happened was, and I don't know how Mr. Weinstein got exposed, but you know, I'm sure that what happens is one person comes out, then the flood works, meaning the other people that have similar stories. And when there's smoke, there's fire. You know, I'm not, you know, people come from that mindset that, you know, you got to have facts, you got to have proof. Sometimes you don't. I mean, I don't need to know that Michael Jackson, you know, wasn't all there. I mean, it's just too many cases of kids and, you know, and Michael Jackson. It's just, yeah, doesn't sit well with me. You know, I'm not having him around my kid. You know, rest in peace. But great entertainer, but not a person that I would trust because of the just too many incidents. It's like when you have when a guy like Mr. Weinstein that has too many incidents and too many people, and now they're just coming out the woodworks because they're piling on him. They figured, fuck it, now my career is not going to be at stake. You know, they didn't want to be the one falling on the sword. They didn't want to be the Kaepernick. You know, like Kaepernick took that fucking hit. Now everyone's taking a knee. You know, but he's the one out of the job. But he was okay because he was fine with that, and he was at peace. But you know, these women, and that's the same way with women, man, in situations like this. And it's all about that power, man. You got to, it's unfortunate that that's just how the genders work, man. But when you give a man power, when you give a man money, it's just very sad to see that ugliness come out. Because when you have a lot of power, man, you have a lot of responsibility. And some people just are not built to handle it.